Right, a good tovach. We're in the middle of Shinayin Hay, the middle of Sif Beis actually. Baruch Hashem, we're making headway tonight. Hopefully we'll get enough Yesaitis in this Simen to hear a bunch of stories, different applications, halakha lamaisa, shailas that actually happened. I guess let's start off. There's a tshuva from the Imre Yoshin, Chelek Beis Simen Reish. He had the following story. Someone rented a house, and unbeknownst to the masker, to the owner of the house, the Seichel decided to do some renovations of his own. So he removed some of the windows and installed newer, bigger windows. Actually, there were larger windows, prettier windows. Fine, v'yayayim, it's time for him to leave the apartment, the house. And he tells the landlord that, you know, you owe me a bill for all these windows that I put in. I improved your house because of these windows. The Seichel then changed his mind, and he said, you know what, I'm going to take the windows with me. I want my windows. I want to take my windows out with me. So you know, you now remove the windows that he just installed, while he was living there, he had windows there. He said he's going to want to remove these windows. So the halacha is, if you recall, just a backdrop, in Sif Beis it says over there, when someone planted trees, and then he wants to pull his trees back out, he has no right to pull out his trees, because he did damage to the land, because he already took some yanika out of the land, so now it's too late, he can't pull out his stuff. We discussed two different shatim why that's the case, but the bottom line is, if a person build the house, and he could remove the house. He could remove the bricks, he could remove the trees without any damage, and he has a right to remove it. But if it's talking about where he planted trees, and the trees already took yanika out of the ground, and now if he pulls the trees, he still might have damaged the ground because it was yanika used, so then he's now allowed to pull his trees out. So here the Truvis Imre Yeshe says that the tenant does have a right to pull his windows out of the area, provided that he still has the Balabais' old windows, and he's going to reinstall those windows. So at the end of the day, the Balabais will be made whole. He'll have back his windows, and I guess it's assumed that by ripping out those windows, installing them, ripping out and replacing the old windows, you don't cause any hefsid to the Balabais, to the house itself. So the Truvis Imre Yeshe says he has a right to do that. He could pull out his windows and replace back his Balabais' windows. What I just want to bring out from the Imre Yeshe, you see in Tesanti Yesoid, he holds, I hear the Swara, but he holds that it's not just that, you know, till now we only had whether you caused already a hefsed or you didn't cause a hefsed. Like the Imre Yeshe, where it's already the next step, Lamaisa, you already caused the hefsed to the Balabais. You already pulled out his old windows. If you're going to just remove your new windows, now it's windowless, it's nothing there. Teretz says, but since you could do a second step and reinstall those old windows, and at the end the Balabais would be made whole, so then there's no problem. Means he holds, as long as you could end up fixing him completely, that he won't have any hefsed, then it's going to be fine. Which is a chiddush, but that's what the Imre Yeshe says.
It's a little bit of an application, if you think about it. He puts the old windows back, comes out, extended the life of the old windows too. No, was they were the last 20 years. He took them out for 5 years, put them back in. That's X of 5 years.
So he's doing him even a toiva. But the chiddush is of the Imre Yeshe, that's not considered a hefsed to the Balabais because you undid their hefsed. You fixed the hefsed that you caused. Whereas by yanika, you can't do it. I mean, yanika, you can't sprinkle nutrients back into the field. I guess, I don't know how it works, but I guess it's... Because to pay... fertilizer makes the exact yanika. I don't know if that works. If it does, then maybe then times will have changed. But otherwise, you can't do that. I mean, just to pay for the hefsed is not an etzer. A guy doesn't want payment. He wants his field. He wants his nutrients. But here, you have the ability to replace and fix what you did. So now, let's go back to the case of the Ilonis. Now we have a better understanding of the Ilonis. So it comes out, the Ilum was tumbling last week, I think it was even after the Shir, that what does it mean by Ilonis, that the problem is that when you're going to pull out your Ilonis, you cause the damage for the Yanika that you used all along. And therefore we brought down from the Rishenim that if you pull out your Ilonis within the first 2 days before the trees had a chance to be Yanik from the Sada, you would have a right to pull out your Ilonis. So the Ilam was asking after the Shia, I think it was, that what do you mean? When you pull out the tree, you're going to leave a hole in the ground. So why isn't that a hefsid? In fact, we had a lavush. Lavush was a yachid bedavadi. Lavush explained the shita was by the trees case is because you're causing a hefsid when you're pulling out the trees. At the time you're pulling it out, and everyone, all the chenim said not like that. It's because of the yanika. Because at the time you pull out the trees, the etzim pulling out trees doesn't cause any hefsid. So Elam wanted to know, what do you mean you are causing hefsid? You're making a hole in the ground. You, wherever that tree was planted, you're going to leave a pocket. You're going to leave a bar there. So why isn't
he can pull out the trees and then he
So that's what you see from Nimri Yosha. From the Avada, let's say the Mitzvah is talking going to leave a hole. But I could fix that hole. I'll straighten out the ground. So now at the end, I'll make you whole. If I didn't take any Unika out, you'll end up having the exact field the way you had it. Oh, you mean that's the cheshen? Yeah, and I wanted the trees punctured up. Well, the guy Lamaisa made him. Oh, you have to know which way. You mean as I bite, I cause you to have a hole? Okay, maybe that would be an answer. I hear your plan.
Yeah, but if
okay.
Scientifically speaking, that you put it back in.
If you had the ability to do that, and it'll be perfect the way it was, and in Eknami, you'd have the ability to do that. So, Mamela, now let's go to the next step. The Olam here asked the Shaila last week, what's going to be today, and when we build today, we dig into the ground, because we have a foundation, we have a basement as well. So we are digging into the ground. So if the guy afterwards decides he's going to remove his house and pull it out, at the end you're going to excavate, you're going to have a hole in your lot. So l'chayr, that should be a hezik. So bizmaneinu, we should not be able to pull out a house. It means we discussed that the chilek in the mechaber makes a chilek, the really gemar makes a chilek. By trees you cause the hefsid, you can't pull out. By a house, you're not causing a hefsid, you could pull out. So Elam wanted to know, what do you mean? Bizmanenu, when we make a basement, we're going to leave a hefsid, you're going to leave a whole pocket, you're going to leave a hole in the ground. And the grad that there's an orcha shulchan, the orcha shulchan taka says, that bizmanenu, by a house, when you dig for a house, kishachofa bekarka alasiyas yisoidis, to make the foundation, gamkein ein shemen loy, we will not let you pull it out because you now made a pocket, you excavated for the foundation. Kivishakilka la karka, you ruined the karka. So we, and obviously then we're going to have to say that the times of the Gemara was talking about where you didn't make foundations, you didn't dig into the ground, there was no basements or whatever it was. But now, like Timur Yosha, it's much better. Enachanami, you dug into the ground. But I'll just back, what's it called, I'll just fill it back. I'll put all the sand back, and now you'll be made whole. So I didn't cause you an hefsid. Majenka by yanika, by the trees, if I pull out the trees. I left you with a field that has less unique in it. So that is the problem. So I'm now let it pull. But and if I buy a house, even with my name, you would have a right to pull out your house. Okay, that's what should come out, like the Imre Yeshua, which seems not to be like the Aruch HaShukhan.
Bottom line, if I can show that the tenant pulling out the windows would damage your house, they can't do it.
An economy, right. If taking out, removing and replacing, removing and replacing windows ruins, I don't know, the beams or whatever, the sheetrock, if it taka ruins it, that it's less than it was, an economy, then you wouldn't have a right to pull it out. Okay. Well, once he can't remove it, so he's now the remover. The Baal HaBayis has a right to say, the Baal HaBayis could say toil. The Baal HaBayis could tell him to take it. If the Baal HaBayis doesn't tell him to take it, he can't remove it. And now we'll go back into the halach of a sada suyalita who get like a kablin. If it's a sada shena suyalita, then only get his atzois or the shrak, whichever is the lower amount. So that's what should come out. But I'm just saying it's a whole, like Dimri Yosha, it's a broader ability for the yerid not to pull out, because as long as eventually he can make everything whole, that will be fine. Okay. Another halacha. Over here it talks about when he planted these trees, the halacha is that the Baal HaBayis Lamaisa, even by Sada Siyolita, the way the Sma brings down from the Shainim, even by Sada Siyolita, and Smaklekzi Shainim we discussed, but even by the way the Sma holds, even by Sada Siyolita, he could tell the person to pull out his trees. Akar Ilon Chavalech. Therefore, Paskin de Meiri, the Meiri in Bava Metzia, says that if you planted trees in a field that's owned by a katan, the Meiri says you cannot be mechayev the katan yet, because right now he's too young to make a decision, and when he gets older, he might decide to tell you, "Akari lancha v'leich, take your trees," and in which case it'd be pata. So right now, Zakta Meir, you can't do anything. You have to wait till he gets older, and then let him decide if he wants the trees or not. If he then wants the trees, then he'll be chayiv. If he doesn't want the trees, then he can tell you, aleich, akar yolamcha, go, take it, I'm not going to pay you at all. To the extent that the Baal Sada has the right to say akar yolamcha, you have to wait for the katan to become bar das to decide if he wants to keep the trees or not. That's what the Meiri says. A chiddush to me in the Meiri is, agav, as you see, a pelot de kazach in the Meiri, means without this problem of that maybe he's going to say, akari lancha, the Meiri holds that yitaka, the cotton is chayiv to pay for the service that you provided. And nishnadem, it's mevun the Meiri, that let's say he gets older, now he says, okay, I want to keep the trees. He will now be chayiv the cotton lemafreya, at the time when he was 5 years old, when the planting took place, what was the going rate then for the planting? Not what the going rate today is for the planting, what the going rate for the planting then was, because that's what you were mahana the cotton. You mahana the cotton 8 years ago, and that's what he would be chayiv for.
You adjust for inflation?
Sorry?
Do you adjust for inflation?
No, we don't see an alaki adjusting for inflation. So, l'chay, that means you'll go bust the shas. So, why is it a chiddush? It's a chiddush because we know a cotton is mazik, pigos, and roi. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't have to pay for it. So, cotton is lav bar chiyuv. If a cotton hires a worker, so the halacha is by a cotton who has the ability to hire, means he's 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, depending how smart he is, but he reached that age of pu'utais, the halacha is that the cotton is chayiv to pay, but it was a takonis chacham, even though minatayra, there's no kinyan, there's no das, there's nothing, it doesn't work. But the rabbanan, they made a takonah that he's chayiv to pay, because the cotton has to live. And it's clear that they only made such a takonah by a yosim. Because who's going to take care of him? He needs someone to fend for him, and he doesn't have anyone. So they made a takonah that he has the ability to fend for himself. We made that takonah. But if he's mazik, he's going to be potter. Because they're not going to make a takonah, they should be chai for his hezek. That's not a takonah for him. So therefore we kept it on the deraisa that if he's mazik, he's potter. What happens if a cotton is nehene from somebody? That's a major machlek is achroinim. Big tumult, Rosh Yankiv, and Ram Sheikh. There's many, many achroinim who have a shayla. If a cotton is nehene, did they make the takonah or not? All right, a whole laundry list of achroinim. Mamish, a whole list of people. What we see in the Meiri is that b'negeh to the sugi of Yered, which we call it Mahana, when you Mahana a cotton, Meiri holds the cotton's taka chayif. And the way we explained it, if he doesn't say. I know, he's chayif. So if now you have to know, go back to the lomdus of Mahana. It means it has to be more than just Nana. Nana, according to some Akhrenin, he'd be potter for. Mahana is worse. So we early on, one of the previous shows, we said that Mahana works because it's a non-sahadi, as if he hired me. Because he zichu would want it, his other siyalite with zichu would want it. If that's the case, so then you could say it's as if the cotton certainly hired me, and the cotton is responsible for someone that he hires, and then I could hear why Yared would be more, would be worse than Nenem. Yared is as if he hired me, so that would taka be worse. But in a kami, it will only be a chiv derbonen. What the bigger problem is a chay, it's only if he's a yosem. And the Meiri doesn't say we're talking about a yosem. He says it's time you do it to a field of a cotton. So the shayla, if he's not a yosem, and you don't have a takanas pehutis, what's pshat in the Meiri? How could you go into be mechayivim?
I don't see what's shver, because when you bring down from cotton as a case of mazik, which is totally independent of the case of anansadi. And
that's
how
he's
telling
him,
we know we have
stomped out. That he hired the guy. Right. Now let's take the extreme case. The cotton actually hired the guy.
No.
He went over to you and he said, do me a favor, plant trees in my field. Is he chayv to pay you for it?
You can say not.
And the answer is al midraisa not, because he has no das. It's only midrabanin as a takana as a putis for yisoymim. So now, he has no das. So if a midraisa it's not chal, but midrabanin they made a special takana by putis. So the shaila is the non tzadi is as if he hired him. Okay, so he hired him.
No, when something's working with midraisa non tzadi, you don't say there's a sarn of katan.
No, no.
It's very different.
Oh, yeah?
It's very different. If it's coming machmas the cotton, so you say it's a certain cotton. The cotton hired him. If the cotton didn't hire him, would he be able to do it? No. But if it's coming taras and ansadi, that means to say you don't have the certain of cotton here.
What's
the Nansa'adi? The Nansa'adi is, no, the Nansa'adi is if he hired him.
That's all
hold on.
Yeah. That's all the non-tzadi is.
Why would he be yired in the first place?
The reason why you chayim in yired, because if it's, he was hired.
Yeah, but is it by who? But even by not a guy, by the bialim.
No, by the bialim. No, it has to be the bialim. If someone else hired him, why is the bialim chayiv? It's as if the bialim hired him, and we have a non-tzadi. He did hire him. Okay, so he hired him. So the cotton hired him, but the cotton's also part of
the cotton, correct?
No,
yes. Whether he's a gadol or whether he's a cotton, it's as if the cotton certainly hired him. Okay, so now we know the cotton hired him.
Gadol or whether he's a cotton, we say an ansari.
Correct.
Why? Because there's no chis. So period. I don't need your das because we have an ansari. So now that you are cotton, it doesn't make a difference. Your das is not relevant.
No, it's not true because we have a case of Moshe in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's something that you should miyayish. Everyone is certainly miyayish. Everyone's certainly mafkir. And the Gemara has a problem with cotton. One Gemara doesn't. It's really not for now. It's Reish Lamed Hey. But Mavuah Nachreinim, that even when it's a non-tzadi, someone is certainly mafkir it, and they want to say that it works by cotton in certain situations, but it's only going to work as a tekana sabuta. It's not going to work stam azai. Because it's as if he did it. Okay, and if he did it, he still doesn't have das, so it doesn't work. So you need to come onto a tekana. I'm just telling you, Lucheri, that's not the case. The Miri, I don't know. The Miri talking about such a cotton. I don't know. But it's just food for thought, how to play around when you go through. No, I don't see any of that writing when they discuss the shayla about Nana by cotton brings this Miri that you see by Yerid and we Machalik from Yerid. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have the Miri. But as I come twice. Okay.
You have to see if it's a nose, you can quantify it. Nana is a cotton. It's a second thing.
He's certainly Nana, what do you mean?
Nana, do you?
Well, now he's certainly. If he was no marshal of a cotton, the case where they're talking about a bunch of cases, a cotton borrows money, shaila if he has to pay back. Because, I mean, the rice, he doesn't have that. So he didn't borrow. I mean, it doesn't. It's no chalois halva. So, but he nanned. He was nanned. So that's what the tumul is. Okay, let's move on. Let's go on to another nakuda here. Let's just build this out. There's a lot of stories here. But it says like this. If the balasada tells the yered, take your trees and leave. Go. I don't want these trees. He has the right to do so. You listen to the Bala Sada. Look in the Baragayla. The Baragayla, very small words, I'm sorry, but the Baragayla in Sifkot and Beis says from the Tur B'Shem Derama, V'la'oid, not only is the Bala Sada exempt, he doesn't have to pay the Yerid for the trees because he told him to take them. V'la'oid, Ela de Mechayvinin Labali Lonis, we are mechayiv the yered lemeger agiri lafku inu me'ar dehech. The Baal Ilonis, that is the yered, is mechayiv to actually uproot the trees. Spend the money, hire the workers, oversee the workers, be matriach, get your trees out of my sada. I don't want those trees in my field. I didn't ask you to plant those trees. I don't want those trees. He better remove those trees. And he is right. The Baal Sada has the right to force him to remove the trees. Azai Zakhtar Rama. Very nice, the tour. Rama and the Baragayla. In some one of the other Achrenim quoted, but that's Lamais is a Rama. I think it needs a beer. What is going on? How could you force the Yerid to actually spend money and the effort to remove the trees? What din are you getting him on?
What's Shem?
Tell me, wait, just tell me. Which Chiv on the Choshen Mishpat? You're right, he did that. He's already done. He's part of it. Now what?
If you want, you can leave it there. I'm not paying you.
Yeah.
So good, because I told you, don't pay me for it.
He says,
but I can force you to pull it out.
Because you're
Mazik. Oh, you want to get me out of Mazik? Yeah. Okay, very good. So let's learn out Mazik. You're telling me the Chiv Mazik is Mechayiv him to remove the trees.
Right.
What Mazik?
Because he's planting trees in my sada that I don't want. I wanted to use, let's say, this sada to plant vegetables. And now you filled these into an orchard. You filled it with a bunch of trees. You're being mazik my sada, so take the trees. So that would be the chiv. Okay, so let's work mazik. Let's understand mazik. Ready? This is a cloud god. The rabbi says, good to know this cloud stamazoi. So we may as well go into it. If I go, chayfa bayris besada chaveri. Classic case in Chazal. Ruvain digs pits. Lahachis, lahazik, in Shimon's field. He goes to his neighbor's field, he's going to get his neighbor, and he just digs pits every few feet, makes another hole, another hole, another hole. Mahadin, he's a terrible mazik. Rish is hanging by his toenails, but how much does he have to pay? What does he have to do? What's the chizchiv? Comes along the shach, in Simon Tzadi Hey, and in Shimon Pei Zayin, the shach is mechadish, and says Shach, and he takes on Rishonim, Kaychei Gadol, and Shach is Mechadish, that we force the Mazik to fix the Hezik. We force him, we whip him, come back, sir, get into this field, fill up every pit. We force him, his Chiv is to fill up every hole. Chiv Mazik is Mechayivim to fix. We know that no such thing in the whole Shas mentioned such a thing. And Shas always says, we shom in Masha Hayashava Mashu Shava. We'll evaluate what the field was yesterday before I dug the holes and how much it's worth today now that I dug the holes. We'll see how much it went down in value and I'll pay you the difference. That's Chiv Hezek. Zok to Shak, that's only because all the cases in Chazal we're talking about where it's not fixable. Not fixable. So now you have to know, how much did I damage you? How much did it go down? But if it's fixable, then the chiv mazik is mechayiv the mazik to even fix the hezek.
Auto insurance.
Auto insurance,
that what? You have to make you whole. That's what insurance is.
Okay, fine. If that's how it works, beseder. That's what the shach goes. The ma'ase said, truth be told, the shach, even though he takes on the shenim by himself, there is a Rabbeinu Peretz in Bava Kama Memtesim Mebeis who holds like the shach. Who brings down me Moiri, Rabbeinu Peretz, holds like the Shach. He has all this otherwise, but he has, means that the word of the Shach is not totally off the chart. There is a region holds like that.
And now you learn Mazik. You learn Mazik, we didn't say, it's only
in the. That's all the Shailas, how Mazik is only in the Issa Mazik. Now we're talking about the Chiv Mazik, how that works. The Shach says the Chiv Mazik is, you have to fix the damage that you cause. That's the Shach's Chiddush, and the Grad of the Aruch HaShulchan and Shem Pei Zayin goes with the Shach. Alright. However, every fixable item, the Mazik is Mechuyv to fix it. If it's a car, you gotta fix it. Whatever time you have a Hezek that's fixable, the Chiv is not to pay, the Chiv is to actually fix it. And the Tircha and everything is Mutal on the Mazik to actually do. He has to do it. I don't want to hear from it. You take the car, you fix it, you pay the body shop, do it. It's your headache, not mine. You're the mazik. You got to undo this hezek.
Where does he bring a raya from?
Das Torah. Shach's Das Torah. That's his Das Torah. He tries to say a pshat in a ravid like that. So he understood the ravid. Lemaises, we have a ravid in Bamati. It's really not for now. It's mashma, not like the shach. In the Ravid. But whatever, that is, there's also a Ravid in Bava Kama, Mem Chesam and Aleph, it's mashma, not like the Shach, in the Ravid. But Bekitz is, the Shach is coming, let's say, to Bimiyashav, a Ravid, to Taichap, a Ravid, but he's coming from his Das Torah. However, Rishonim, and the many Rishonim, who will say Faket, will have a Rajba in Sayin Shuvus Membeis and Membeis, also in Shuvus, there's a Toysis, Toysi Harosh in the Shita, there's a Ran in the Mukha Yosef, a Magam Mishnah, there's a Ran in Shuvus. They all hold there's no such thing. You can't force a Mazik to fix. There is no Mechayiv in the Torah. Mechayiv in the Torah is to pay. So that's all you could force them to do, either yet pay or not pay. But you can't force them to actually fill it or oversee it or be matriarch. There is no Chiv on a Mazik to have Tircha.
Even with an active Mazik, you could argue that a field is actively being
mazik
every second.
One second. Very good. We're going to get to it. 1 second. Let's first flesh this out. So, like, command all the Rishonim, we're not going with the Shach. Command all the Rishonim, there is no such Chiv. The Chiv is dollars and cents. So it's not like the Shach. So now going back to this tree. So, okay, I'll pay the difference, how much the field used to be worth, how much the field is worth now. Let's when the public, the field is worth more now because it has trees in it than it was before. So if anything, forget, the year we're trying to be Mechayiv, the owner for the improvement. So the owner can't be Mechayiv, the year for Hezek. There is no Hezek. So basically the year would be off the hook. Comes along the Chazon Ish, also Koichei Gadol, and he got his Geshmak Arayis. He has some Geshmak Arayis from Chazal, from Shas, that he comes a chiddush that avada like the Rishonim that you only could force him to pay, you can't force him to fix. However, what does he pay? So the Chazon Ish, the formula that you find out how much a decrease in value, that's only by items that's not oimid to be fixed. But any item that's oimid to be fixed, the formula of hezek is the cost to fix. So it's not the shach. He doesn't have to fix it. You can't force him to fix it. He doesn't have the tircha to fix it. He only has to pay. But what does he pay? He pays the cost of it to be fixed. His case was of Isha who borrowed a garment and soiled the garment. She has to pay the cost to clean it. Right, what do you mean? You should pay how much the garment was worth before the stain and how much it's worth after the stain. No, Zakta Chazanish, because since the normal mahalach is you don't, when you use a garment, you don't throw it out, you wash it. So it's aimed to be washed to remove the stain. So the hezik is that you caused me a garment that now needs a washing. Until now I had a garment that didn't need a washing. So you caused me the need of washing. That's the hezek that you caused me. So I'm mechayev you the cost of washing. Like the Chazon Ish, still you don't have tircha. And like the Chazon Ish points out, where he differs from the Shach, is like, mizak the Chazon Ish, you're only going to have to pay that at the time of the hezek. Let's say that when she soiled the garment, to clean the garment cost $2 to clean the blouse. And by the time they came to the din Torah, it cost $3 to clean the blouse. Dr. Chazon Ish, you only have to pay $2. Because the hezek was the fact that you caused a garment needs to be washed. And that was yesterday when it only cost $2 to wash. So that's the mechayev. Mechayev is $2. Much hanking like the shach that you have to fix it. I don't care, sir, when you fix it. The Bible says you better make sure this garment is whole. You better make sure it's fixed. If today costs $3, okay, so now you got to pay $3. You better fix it. You don't want to pay, so fix it yourself. You got to fix this item. So Zakta Chazon Ish, that's where I differ than the shach. So now let's go back to over here. So, like the shach, I understand, we'll force him to uproot his trees and make the soil whole, bring it back to where it was, no problem, because that's a dinner mazik. But like I said, the shach is a shittas yochid. To say that the tur, the yad ramah, the beragoyel, all going with the shach shita is a big chiddush.
So doesn't say more, he says
lot for... That you force the yerid to hire workers...
Maybe he means not just to pay, but
he has to hire. Go hire workers. I don't care who you hire. You better hire the workers. So, light the other Rishayim L'chayah, there's nothing to talk about because it went up in value. There wasn't a Chazon Ish. Elamai, the Eitzah would be, is to go with the Chazon Ish. But even the Chazon Ish is not good because like we said, the Chazon Ish is a formula in Hezek. What Hezek do you pay? The Hezek that it costs to fix. But you can't force him to hire the workers. Just pay me the cost of fixing. That's it. But I can't force you to hire the workers. One problem, even a bigger problem is, is in the Chazon Ish's lamdas, his whole halach is only on an item that's oimid to be fixed. If you have an item that's not oimid to be fixed, everyone, you mamish totaled this car that it's for the junkyard. But you want to know, could it be fixed? It could be fixed. For $20,000, we could fix this car. But no one's going to spend $20,000 to fix a car that's 10 years old, that's only worth $5,000. So it's not oimid to be fixed. Loite Chazon Ish, avada, you're not going to pay $20,000. You only pay what's oimid to be fixed. So since it was oimid to be fixed, so the hezek is what you caused this item now to need to be fixed. But if it's not oimid to be fixed, the item doesn't need to be fixed. It's just for the disposal. It goes to the junkyard. So then Dr. Chazon Ish, avada b'chai gamda, you only shuts up how much a car used to be worth and how much a car is worth now. But you won't shuts up how much is to be fixed because it's not normal to fix such an item. Well, here we're talking about, remember, asad ha'asuyalita. Even asad ha'asuyalita. So it's normal to have trees in it. It's more normal to have trees in it. It's the abnormal thing to uproot these trees. So how could you tell me this asad is oimed to be fixed to remove these trees? Adarab, it's oimed to have these trees. So the Chazon Ish wouldn't work here either. And not only that, even by Yisod the She'en Asiyolita, the Chazon Ish L'chayr won't work. We discussed that En Asiyolita means that you have two options in front of you. 50% of the people plant trees, 50% of the people plant Zroi. Could go either way. And that is also En Asiyolita, because it's not Asiyah more for trees for planting than for Zroi. So in this case, when it's 50-50, and I planted those trees, and the Baal HaSod tells me to rip up those trees, it's oimid to have these trees ripped up? No, 50% of the people keep the trees, 50% of the people don't keep the trees. So if it's not oimid to rip them up, then you don't have the Chazon Ish either. It's not oimid to rip them up. So how could you mechayev me to rip up these trees? Shach? No, everything. Yeah, it shouldn't pay Zion for sure, everything.
I mean, it's telling the Dasa of us, because we see that clearly the sake of taking trees. It's not telling you whether the field is painted or not.
So you want to say that even for the lumdus of Hezek? We know that in Sada Siyolita lumdus. You want to know for Hezek too? In other words, What your lechayim mean to say is, if let's say I damage your jalopy, and most people will just junk the car, but you would fix it. Or faket. Most people would fix it, but you can't afford to fix it. It's not kedai to invest some money. You'd rather drive around town with a bashed up car. So do you go bust of what the Velt normally does? Or do you go bust of the person himself, the Nizik himself, what he does? What determines something to be aimed to be fixed? The Velt, an objective opinion, or a subjective, what this person individually would do? So Grad, this Shiloh we have, Maisim B'Choyoyim, and I asked the Shiloh to Rav Nissen Karelitz, Shlita, and my Rebbe said that you go bust of the person, this individual person. So like that, and if this person feels that it's oimid for Zrayim rather than for trees, so then it's oimid to be uprooted. I mean, that not only Lechachili would have planted, but even now that the trees are already planted, he would still uproot the trees, even if he had to pay for it. He would do so, so then he could foot the bill on you and say, that's your chiv to do, because Legabi the Nizik, it's now oimid to be uprooted. Ayes Razam Nechemya Goldberg Shlita Nitomi Faket. He says in the Das, it goes bust to the Velt. The Lashon of the Chazanish is not clear. In Lamdis, I hear better of Zal Nechemya. I mean, it's up to you to decide. It's what oimid to do. At the Shasa Hezek, did I cause an item now needs to be fixed or not?
One could say it's a little tricky because a car is a car. A field, if it was only sold to the end of one particular item, say that would really affect the value of
the
field. Because fields can be...
Okay, but the Velt, what the Velt would do with such a field? The Velt would do this and not that, so...
The Velt would use options. So if I made him use only one as opposed to the other five, it's not like a car.
All right, fine. Let's move.
The Mizak have an option between a sham or what you place to make him whole. So the
Leite Shach, the Chiev is... Okay, that's a good shayla. That's a good shayla because the lashon of the Ravid, if you teaches of the Ravid, if I'm not mistaken, the Ravid said depending what the guy was teveya, so it sounds like it would be totally what the Nizik wants to be teveya.
Okay, now the survey, since the Balabai is telling him to uproot this, he's too choosing.
No, so like the Shach, I understand, but I'm talking about like all the Rishonim who argue with the Shach. What's going to be then? Elam, I go with the Chazanish. Chazanish is also not going to be good. And even if you tell me this, it is Oymid, but still the Terech is not on the guy, and we don't go bust at today's price. We go to the price at the time of the Hezek, how much it costs to be uprooted. That's the Sheer Hezek. So what's going on? Where is such a Chiv come from? Where did the Ramah get that you could force him to uproot his thing? That's the Shaila. I don't recall that. So therefore, I want to suggest the following, and I want to put it like this. The Aloch is a Shoshlam Midas is a Gazlan, and the Mivun Rajbam and Babavas and Nunzayim and Bey is that even if you park your animals in someone else's chotza, Shaloi Beshus, you are Shoshlam Midas Gazlan on the Ishtamshes of his Karka. High Karka in an Exelis, maybe still have an Issim, maybe also Ishtamshes Shaboy, but the bottom line is that's a Rajbam. If I park my item on your Sada, I am a Shoshal Medaz Gazan. Every second my animal is there, I'm stealing from you. If you park your car in the street with meters and you're supposed to be paying and you don't pay, you don't mind risking the ticket. So every second you're a Shoshal Medaz, you're a Gazan from whoever owns the town, whatever it is, it means the Velt. So you're a Shoshal Medaz, you're a Gazan. So to the extent this guy took his trees, planted your Sada, he thought he was doing your taiva. Now he realizes he's not doing your taiva because the Baal HaSada says, get out, take your trees. So every second he keeps his trees there, he's parking his trees in your Sada, Shaloi Bishos. So every second he's being mishtamish in your Sada, using it as storage, Shaloi Bishos. Not only storage, he's even benefiting because his trees are growing. But the Cholabach is, he's being mishtamish with your Sada, Shaloi Bishos. So he's a Gazan. Every second he's a Gazan. He is mechuyev to uproot his trees immediately to stop his gzela. It's not a chiv, not else. The Choshin Mishpat Shabbai, it's also the Yeridei Shabbai, the Issa Shabbai, every second he is stealing from the guy. So every...
They don't have to fill the holes.
Oh. So come out that he'll only have to uproot the trees, but he won't have to fill the holes. Because you're not getting him for Hezek. You're only getting for his Issa. So he'll just have to uproot these trees. It's a major enough community. Okay, so you're hoping that he would do it at Sada Suyalita. You were doing it Letaivas Chavera, why were you doing it? No, you weren't doing. Good, so you're doing that. You aren't doing to store your trees there, because you would store your trees somewhere else in your. No, but why, Mara? You would store it in your nursery. The reason why you parked it there is because you're trying to be made to Baal Zadavada to be paid for it too. But you're hoping that it will keep it. The intention wasn't that you should store it there and to use his other, right? We saw. That was his kavana. That's a kavana. Like we said, we quoted the Rivash, Tavkov Tezvav. The Rivash said the same swara, that he's not trying to be mishtamish in your rishus. He's not a gazan. He's trying to be made to you. So he's not a gazan. But now that he knows the truth, that the Baal Asada wants a male, now he's being mishtamish with the person's rishus.
It's not so simple, that story, because the bottom line is, if the problem is the nutrients, and now he takes it out, the nutrients still aren't there, exactly when and how am I stopping the gazette? I'm removing the tree.
No, the nutrients are fafalim, but every second you're parking, every future nutrient, every second I wanted to play football, I can't play football, I wanted to plant this rhyme, and I can't because your trees are in the way. Every second you're being mishtamish in my sadeh shalav eshos. And even if you don't want to call him a gazlin, but we can call him a mazik, he is interfering with my hishtamshes of my sadeh. I want to use my sadeh for something else. He's being mazik every second. So memela, he has a chiv to uproot his trees, as the iser mazik shabai. Stop being mazik me. That's why he has a chiv to uproot the trees.
By the holes,
the damage was already done, and it's history. That is the field. The field is a holy field right now. That's it. You have that field. So now I have to pay Hilchas Mazik. Here, the field batim is fine, just there's something on top of the field that's preventing the usage of the field. So there's something on top being mazik you every second.
Why can't he just be mafka the trees?
Oh, but even if he'll be mafka the trees, he did the hezek by putting his trees over.
So I'm not sure.
I asked around. I'm not sure. If I put my trees, I put my stuff on top of your field, and I know that's going to stay there for, you know, indefinitely until it's removed, am I mazik only the first second, or am I mazik indefinitely till they're removed? So if you learn I'm mazik indefinitely, it's every second I'm being mazik you, so being mafka then might not help. It might be an odom mazik, it's too late to be mafka. If you learn that odom mazik only at the time that I put it there, so then you can get me at least alt moment a mazik for bar. Sorry?
When you dig holes.
That's because it's gone, which I do. The hezek is done.
So
no, but refilling it is recreating the field. The damage was already done, and now you're creating. Here, the field is batim. There's a field which is hold. There's an area, the arveil. There's something on top of the field interfering. So you wonder if you want to be mafkir. Well, that's like I said, depending. If you're going to get me out, Adam Mazik Hefka is not going to help you. But if you're going to say that the Maisa Hezek of the Adam stopped, and after that only turns into Momin Amazek of Bar, so then we could talk about trying to be Mafkir. It might be too late. It's Lacha Nefilas Pshi already. You can't be Mafkir. You still have a Din Bar on it.
It should be Isha.
An Isha? Oh, if it's fire. Yeah, I don't know. But it's really... All right. The Maisa Garet, it's really not for now. But even if it would be Momin Amazek and it would be a Bar... And then you have another problem, is that bar is pata al kalim, and it's pata on karka. So if the trees are considered mamin al mazik, staring your usage of the field, and your usage of the field is karka, so the chay should be pata on bar being mazik karka. I might say it's really not for now, but there's a Gemara, a mission, kufyat chesam and aleph. My wool fell into your rishos, my avonim fell into your rishos. I have a chiv to remove the stones. And over there is a big shayla amongst the achrayim. Where's the chiv from? The chiv is only bar, and bar is pata on karka. And comes along Rav Baruch Ben says, "As the issa bar shaboy." And the Chazon Ish says, "As niske shcheinim issa shaboy." The bottom line is, but there is such a chiv. It's not really for now. The bottom line is, what I'm trying to get the guy is out his issa. So the nafkin is like Moshe said, you only can be mechayvim to remove the trees, but you won't be mechayvim to now fill up the holes. Sorry. The what?
The Shach holds.
The Imre Yeshu was talking about that the Yerid wants to remove the trees, and he has the right to do so if he could fill it and make everything whole. But to be Mechayim to do it, you won't be able to. Oh, so now let's take it to the next step, Rabbi Yisai. Because the hole, I already disturbed it. It's disturbed. It's already broken.
Yeah, I
know, but it's already damaged. Here, the trees. are presently damaging you. Every second they're getting in your way, they're interfering. Your sada is fine, nothing wrong with your sada. There's something on top of your sada interfering with your usage. It's like the wall that's on top of your sada. So I'm damaging keseda. Every second I'm interfering with you. It's different than the holes. But I want to know, Rabbi Isai, here comes the next step. And there's a major shayla. What happens if, okay, we went to Bezin, and I told you remove the trees, and Bezin says, Yoyrid, you better remove the trees, you better hide somebody. He schleps and schleps and schleps, December 1st, December 10th. The season to plant is going. I can't deal with this guy. He's playing around with Bezin. Bezin's going to send out the henchmen to beat this guy up, that's fine. But until then, what's going to happen? Right now, I got to deal with it. So what I do, but the last prayer, I hire somebody to remove the trees, and I want to charge him for the bill. Do I have a right to do so? If it will be a chiv mazik of the shach, he has to pay. That's what he owes me. That's what he owes me. Who cares who removes the trees, right? It's a chiv hezek. He has to fix it. But if you tell me it's just that he has to prevent himself from doing an issa, so all I did was save him, so to speak, from doing an issa. That's very nice. But who said I could now charge him for it? So maybe it's like mevriah kari. So someone told me, I asked the child around, so Chava mine, one of the Dayanim, he told me, you could be Machayev the Yerid for Yerid. He has a Chiev to remove those trees. And he has a Chiev to stop being Mazik me, stop being Goyazer for me. And I went ahead and I was Maitzi Mamin to do him a Gavalda Kotaiva to help him from stopping doing a Hezek. And he got the likes to Sugya of Yerid. That's why he came in the first place. So now I got him back. I was now Yerid him, that I was Mighty Mamin to help him stop him from being Mazik me. So I could be Machayv him from Yerid. I asked the Shalat this week. I called the Razam Nechemia Goldberg and he told me the same thing. He said, you Machayv him al Yerid. But then you're right, then it's going to be totally in that Shiloh. If you need Shvach Be'en for Yerid, you don't have Shvach Be'en. We've got the Paschal like Reiv Achreinim that you don't need Shvach Be'en. And when I asked Razal Nechemya, what do you mean there's no Shvach Be'en? What are you going to do with those Shitas? He said, but they didn't already Paschal like the other Shitas, don't worry about it. Fine, okay. But the Maizig Yerid, like those Shitas, we're going to have a problem. It only works like the other Shitas. So comes out.
Who is
a non-Sadi? A non-Sadi, he doesn't want to be Mazik me and Gazel me every second.
Well, why is he busy with Bezdin?
He didn't know that. He didn't know the halacha. Now he found out the halacha. Avada, he's mechuyev to do. He just didn't get around to it. He schleps a chan yenas chedin. He's schlepping. But beside Avada, he has to do it. So I'll now turn around the table and get him al tziyarid because I was mighty mamet to help him out. So the Taisis is the kasha. Taisis says that mavriach ari is only being matzel him from a hefsid. But when you do him a toiva, then you'll be chayiv. So here, I'm not just being matam rehesed, I'm doing him a toiv that he shouldn't be a gazlan. It's a hefsed too, but in lamdas they want to say that it's worse than mavriach ari. It's more chama.
There's lying over there that you have this flock of sheep.
Right, that's I'm just being matzel him from a hefsed.
You're doing him a
toiv, but a toiv is just to save him from a hefsed. And even that, you should know, then Taisus says, it depends on if it's a bari hefsed, then even by Mavriya Kari, you would be chayv. Because you have to go through all the sheets. It doesn't look like Mavriya Kari now, but yes. So here we could say there's a bari hefsed. You're definitely going to have hefsed. You certainly have to pay for these poilim to undo it. They all hold, yes, it's better than Mavriya Kari, and we'll get him for the din yarid. That's a chiddush. But at the end of the day, he's still not mechuyev to fill up the holes. He's only mechuyev to remove the trees. All right, let's move on to another halakha. This is very important, and from here we're going to have story after story. Hopefully we'll have time for it. We discussed that there's a machlekes rishonim. If the guy says, akar ilon chavaleich, remove your trees, are we talking about a sada she'ena asuyalita, or even by a sada asuyalita, still the bala sada has a right to say, I don't want it. The Veld wants it, but I'm different. I don't want it. Take your trees. The Sma brings down the Rishayim, the Sma passes like that, that yes, even by Sadis Yalita, I could tell you to take the trees. And the Goyim brings down the Machlei, because he brings down the Ramban, Rashban, the Muki Yosef, who hold not like that. But only a Sadis Shayna Yalita, you could say, take the trees. But a Yalita, it's such a good thing. It's a non-Zadi, it was great for me. Now you're saying to remove them, last time you're doing Lach, it's too late. You already coined the trees, it was certainly good for you, and you can't say Lach. So it's a machloik is by Sada Asuyalita, if you could say, Akar Ilon Chavaleich Hanan. What would you say, Rabbi, say this case? Before, I saw you, Mamish, hauling these trees, parked right in front of my house. I know what you're up to. So I come outside and I say, sir, don't come to my house. I am not taking these trees. I don't want you to plant these trees. I'm not going to pay you for them. I'm making a machar right now. Don't come onto my property. What's the halacha? And of course, the guy plants them anyway. Can he be mechayiv me for the planting or not? So comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says that the Chiyai Gavne is different. If the guy made a macha before he planted the trees, Avad, he has a right later on to say, Akari lon chavaleich. Even though I hold, Zakta Ramban, even though I hold, all over by Sada Suyalita, you cannot say Akari lon chavaleich. But if the guy made a macha beforehand, it's Avad, then you could say Akari lon chavaleich. It's not just Ramban, it's Rashba, Numuki Yosef. And it's not just them. There's a Chuvus Arashba. There's two Chuvus Arashbas. There's a Chuvus Maimah Mukum Simen Gimel. There's a Chuvus Teres Emes End of Simen Reish Chav Dalet. There's an Aruch HaShulchan. There's many Achreinim Ahod. That if you make a Mecha beforehand, then you always have the right to say Akar Yolon Chavaleich.
Do you have to fill up the holes then when you
made a Mecha? Or beforehand, does he have to fill those? He's just a mazik. I can get him for hezek. How much a sada was worth before it had the holes? How much they're worth after it had the holes? Not too much, unless it's again, we'll go to the chazanish. We'll go into that machlek, because like we had before, but the shak and the chazan. Yeah, so he's a mazik. He shouldn't have done it. He's going to have vidwa and yom kippah. He's going to have to be mefayis me. But in hukas mazik, he can't be mechayvim. That's all you can be mechayvim. Now, if you look in the Ramban, and it's not just the Ramban over there, there's a Yad Ramah there too, and there's a Chuvah Zerashma, a different Chuvah Zerashma, Chela Gvav, Kufir Aleph. The way they say it is even stronger. It's not just that the Bala Soda, B'chai Gavim, can say, Akari Lon Chavaleich. They say that when a person makes a Mechah before you plant it, before you mashbiach it, the Baal HaSod is potter, finished. Now you want your trees? Take your trees. You don't want your trees? Don't take your trees. But the Baal HaSod is always going to be potter. He doesn't have to taina again Akar Yolon Chavaleich. He made a mecha at the beginning, it's over, he doesn't have to pay you ki huza. Zay taina to Rishaynim. It's my moon. Oh, one second, we'll get to it. Now what's the lumdis? So there are two pratim you could say, pshat nizushayna. What does it mean? Why, when I say a mecha beforehand, all of a sudden that exempts me in gansa? I don't have to pay at all. Period. Klum. What's the zoshin? Enu chayv loy klum. I don't have to pay at all. Why? So one you could say is because since I already said akoy olon chavaleich, so to speak, I objected beforehand. So I have a shtendik. That objection is still there. It never went away. It's as if every second I'm saying Akari Lan Khavalek, Akari Lan Khavalek, Akari Lan. So now I don't have to say it again, Akari Lan Khavalek. You don't want to remove it? Okay, so that's your headache. But I'm telling you right now, Akari Lan Khavalek, you gotta remove it and I'm not gonna pay you at all. It's as if I said Akari Lan Khavalek afterwards. But normally Ramban holds that afterwards you're now allowed to say it by Sadi Zilita because it's a non tadi danechale. If I said it beforehand, you lost your non tadi. You see that he objected beforehand. How can you say that he for sure wants it? Fakeri for sure doesn't want it. He objected beforehand. So therefore I'll say Akari Lan Khavalek, that din will be mechayiv him to remove it, and that mitzad that din is potter in ganzen. That's one shot.
Take his parents, who's parents
So you have to know if you've asked from them. So it's zev is a goyim. You have to might have to shear the parents. Shut is in those parents. You have to know because he took the mice of my yanika. All right.
Still disturbing you. Go ahead and say you're relying on rove of people that they will allow for you to go ahead and do it because of the fact that rove acknowledges a miyut and it's a real miyut. And I could go ahead and say this is part of that need in the story. It's different than a rave where I don't know what to go ahead and do.
Right, so therefore what? So, and I said a price, so therefore I have a right to say I carry longer.
If the guy was meichel beforehand or not. The fact is, even if he was never meichel beforehand,
no, because that's what Ramban says, it's too late, because the vast majority will certainly by Sada Zilita appreciate it, and it's too late. Okay, okay, you have to know how vital it is. Fine, but at least if you made the mechah beforehand, it works. But I'll tell you another pshat, Rabbi Yisrael, and it's made enough kmini alalok, as we're going to see. Another pshat is like this. Forget the suyulita, ain't a suyulita, I didn't make a mechah, it has a dinner, akar alon kavalek or not. I warned you beforehand. I said, Rebbe, you're going to get nothing. I don't want those trees. I made the objection beforehand. If you came down, Dhamma Bereshai, I warned you beforehand, I am not paying you a red cent for this. So if you came down and you ignored my objection, obviously you are meichelet. Obviously, you came down. You aniach meis of al keren natzvi. Yudav said anafshei. What in the world were you doing? I warned you before, and I told you you're on notice. You're going to get nothing from me. So now you want to charge me? Well, it's ridiculous. How could you charge me an aft? I told you not like that.
That was not like that. I wasn't like you.
Well, we say that when you went down, even if I told you, you're not going to get anything. So must be you went. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan Lemaisa says such a svara. Don't quote the Rambam, but he says such a svara that it's as if the guy was Iudav Sera Nafshe. He says it on the Shin Lamed Beis. Says it here. Iudav Sera Nafshe. It's over. I warned you before. What were you doing? So you haniach meis of al keren
natzvi. What happens every time when you negotiate a price with someone? Why can't he come back and say afterwards, "I want the market rate"? It's really, he made a mechah and he limited the price.
When he made up a price, whatever. So that's the deal. Schiz Poylem now. So now the melach is mine. It's Schiz Poylem. We made up for this price. You're selling me your service, so to speak.
Why can't I go and charge you? Why can't I go
it's too late. If you sell me an item, you could also charge me more for it. It's too late. If you sold me the service, we had a deal on the service, that service was a certain price. So I had the schiz. Now you can't charge me more. It's too late. But here, I told them, giving you nothing. So you went down, so you get nothing. That's what I told you you're doing. So that's it. No, because then the Maisa, the Yeri didn't say, okay, I'll do it for nothing. If they made up, he's doing it for free. Right, and the guy ignored you and went ahead and did anyway. He picked up his trees and planted anyway.
And if I gave you $10, I could also say I ignored you now.
No, when we made up. If we make up $10, yes, $10. So we have a meeting of the mind. But here there was no meeting of the minds, perhaps. The Yerid said, I'm going to do my own thing. You do your own thing. You can say what you want. I'm still holding by my own. I'm charging you. You're holding by your own. You're not charging. And like you said, Bezin will decide. Who said that that's an inherent and implicit mechila? Who said there's a Kiyudav Sera Nafshay here? So let's bring this out. I just want to be moist of one thing before we go further to stories. Is that both the Rashba and the Yad Ramah say that works, the guy will get nothing, cause man, the Baal HaSadeh, doesn't use the trees. But if afterwards he decides to use the trees, now he's showing that he really likes the trees and wants the trees, now it's too late, and now he's not going to have to pay. It's really halachas of Gimel, which you didn't learn yet, but halachas over there too, that if later on, after you objected, then you start using it, now you overrode that objection, and now you're being megaladas, you really liked it, and now we're going to get you out to Sada, so you're lita, and you're slammed. So they apply this halakha here too.
So he has to say afterwards, he's got to get rid of it, in other words?
He can't use it. He does it, but he can't use it. But the second he starts to use it, then he's going to be hit with a bill. Sorry? Because the mechila was only as zayvayt that you're not going to charge me for it the way it is. You want to put your stuff there, I object to it, but I'm not going to pay you. The marshal, they all hold that you have a right to take back the trees. Because you weren't magnet to me. It's a mechila. It's only as if I discussed. I said, I'm not going to pay you. Fine, so don't pay me. But the trees still belong to the Yerid. So he's the right to remove the trees. The second the Baal HaSadeh now uses those trees, so now he wants to be kohen of the trees. Now he's going to have to pay like a regular Yerid.
He has a right to come into my garden to take his trees.
He hasn't.
Well, now, I don't know. So get on that. I might say the trees are there.
I don't want your trees, but I'm going to be kind of if you put them in.
Then Lachari, he's going to have to pay. But then he wants to be kind of. Oh, you mean he warns it, and I'm going to be kind of him, and I'm going to pay you nothing when I'm being the kind of. Oh, so maybe if he went azoy vay, then enechanami, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, well, like this, if you have an implicit, by transplanting, that's an implicit haskama.
This guy's been doing business for 50 years, he's been doing zero business, right? Hopefully he meets one guy gives him an objection. So he says, no, I'm smarter than you, I'm doing this 50 years, your tax is not
going to
help you. He's a smart
aleck.
Doesn't know.
Fine, okay, I want to bring a bunch of stories here. Let's see if we have time.
Someone painted it.
So, if you don't have a real shams, an economy. Grada, once you mention it, a case like paint, for example, which we discussed in Nesivis, it's something that you can't remove. So, Nesiv says when something you can't remove, you're going to be chayev. It's a pellet of Nesivis. We didn't argue in Nesivis. But, like that Nesivis, what would be if I made a mechah beforehand? If the lom this is a mechah beforehand, just means like a toil. It's as if I said akar elonka. Siva says you could try saying akar by tseva, doesn't work, so you're going to have to pay. So then even if you make a beforehand, you're going to have to pay. But if you learn the lam, this is, I warned you beforehand, what did you do? So then even if you can't remove it, I'm not paying you, I warned you beforehand, you went out that skate. You painted my item, you can't remove it, so what? But I warned you beforehand, I am not paying you. If you can't figure out how to get the tseva off, so don't get the tseva off, I don't care. But lam says, it's over, I am not paying you. No, because then it's not a riot. I mean, you paint my, so I shouldn't wear my clothing. I have to wear my, it's my item, which I do. If you take your tefek, because then I take it. What do you want from me? All right. So now, the Maisa Shoya Kachoya. True story. It's brought down the Chuvis Pritzvua. The case was, Rachman Son, there was a fire in the city. Two houses were in fire. Reuven and Shimon's house, let's say. What happened? Reuven went and he hired Arelim to remove two chests from his house. A private fireman to go into his house while it's ablaze and remove two chests. He's going to pay him $10, $5 a chest, or whatever it was, the currency, $10 for the two chests. Fine, he schleps them to his house. I don't know, apparently a very slow fire. Schleps them to his house. And by the time he got to his house, he realized his Eishes Chayil already removed one of the chests. So now he only needs the Arelim for one chest. So they removed that one chest. And he said, but say, I'll pay you $5. They said, no. The deal was, it's $10 for two chests. The fact that you don't have two chests, we're not giving you back the $5. So what did he do? Reuven, always, an opportunist, went to his neighbor, Shimon, and told Shimon, you have a chest in your house, I'm going to remove that chest with these Arelim, and you're going to reimburse me the $5 I'm going to pay the Arelim. And Shimon says, no way, ridiculous, I am not paying you for that. You weren't going to get the money back anyway. They refused to give you the money back while the fire is going. They're having a smart call case. I am not going to pay you because you have nothing to do with this anyway. You're going to try to use them and now shift that bill on me? It's not going to happen. So what happened? And Reuven overrode Shimon's objection, got the Arelim to remove Shimon's chest, and now comes and says, sir, $5 because I told you I'm taking it, it's going to cost you $5. And Shimon says, I objected. How could you do that? How could you be machayv me? Comes along the pre-tour, and the pre-tour says the following. It doesn't call any rishonim. Pre-tour just says,
he's upset that he's not paying for it, but he wasn't upset about the chest thing.
Okay, we'll get to it. But Dr. Pritzvua, the Pritzvua says, it's not considered Zen Enev Zel Loi Chosar, because I look at Zel, Enev Zel Loi Chosar, how you give me look at him. So Dr. Pritzvua is not Zen Enev Zel Loi Chosar, because Reuven, true, Shimon objected, but Reuven could have gone to Levi and to Yehuda, a bunch of houses that were up on fire, and he could have charged them the $5, and they would have been maskim, or possibly would have been maskim. So therefore, he had the ability to max out on the service of these Arelim, and just you declined it. So it's not Zen and Avzel HaKasa, because he had the ability to profit from these $5 somewhere else. Right, the child would be Zen and Avzel HaKasa, you're going to lose those $5 anyway, how are you charging me? No, he wouldn't have lost the $5 anyway, because he would have gone to Levi, who had been a more easygoing neighbor, and would be willing to reimburse him for it. So he could have made back his money. So that's Zen and Avzel HaKasa. Therefore, Zakta Pritur, even though the guy objected beforehand, the halacha is, Heicha Devadei Nene, since he was certainly had enough from it, lo echpatlan, we don't care, b'mashagila hanena daita she'ena reitzel lo shalom lai. I don't care, yeah, objection, not objecting, you a nena, your chest was saved, you're going to have to pay those $5. Blitz chiddush, pritvua hoes, tough luck, you can stand on your head, you can be make as much as you want, tell me not to come, I don't care, I'm doing it anyway, I'm going to charge you for it, halach is on my side, you can do whatever you want, I'm going to, you a nena? I'm going to have to charge you for it. You're going to have to pay me. That's a pritvua. We're running out of time, rabbis. I just want to tell you that Maria Levi argues, the truth is Maria Levi, Chelek Beis Kofnan Aleph, he brings down the pritvua, and he has a raya from Shas and Shuas, two rayas, Shvacha rayas, but he holds, it's over. If you made a mecha, it's over. You cannot charge the guy. He made a mecha beforehand, it's not going to happen.
The mecha you just said was doing.
Yeah, but his case was, I'll give you his case. His case was that I had a salesman who sells my wood for me. And he's going to a different town. He has a coin. He's about to sell the wood. I notified the salesman, by the way, I'm not paying you your salesman, your commission for this deal. I'm not paying you. I changed my mind. I'm not paying you. And the salesman sells the item anyway. Zakta Maria Levi, you're going to be potter. You warned him before and you're not paying him. Either Pritfua says you're going to be chayv. I argue with the Pritfua. He has two rayas that he argues. If you made a mecha before and that you're not paying him, you're off the hook. That gives you an exemption. It's off. Comes along Marash Engel in Chelek Gimel Tezvav. Is doich the rayas of the Mari Halevi and stands and backs the Pritfua that we don't care if you made a mecha or not. The fact that the maisa you had or not is going to be mechayiv you to pay. So now, The problem is, what do you do with all the Rishonim? We had all the Rishonim, Ramban, Rashba, Nemuki Yosef, Rama. We have so many Rishonim who said that when you make a Mecha, you get zilch.
Again, the last case you just said, if he has commissioned salesmen, you could go ahead and say that he was trying to back out, because he's a person who employs salesmen to make sales.
Right.
Right before the sale, I'm going to tell you not to do it.
Right, don't do it.
But you could say that, and then tomorrow he wants to hire another four salesmen. So you could say that the protest is not a good protest.
All right. That's Lomais is, you see, not like that. Maria Levi holds, forget, right? Maria Levi holds, that's a reason why to patent. What do you do with the Rishonim? The Rishonim say, we just had the sugya that the guy protested before and don't plant the trees, they're going to be, he's going to be pata, in Uchayv Leiklum. So what's going on? How do Pritzvua, the Marash Engel say that we don't care about you objecting to be Chayv? Oh, so you have to say like this. They learned the first Mahalach in the Rishonim. The Mahalach is that the Mecha that you made before and is as if you're saying every second, I am not being then. I'm not being then. I don't want it. Well, once you have a pula that's done, you can't undo that pula. Undo, bring it back into the fire. I mean, it's too late. It's already out of the fire. So you can't undo the pula. So now we just have to know, were you nana or not? Normally, we say that you weren't nana because your objection beforehand shows that you weren't nana. But now that we know for sure you weren't nana, you're going to have to pay, even though you made an objection. The Maria Levi, on the other hand, held like the other pshat, like the Aruch HaShulchan pshat, that Yudav said, I warned you before and you're going to get nothing. You went ahead and did it anyway? Kultiv. I'm not going to pay you anyway. I warned you. I don't care, yeah, nah, nah, not, nah, it's irrelevant. I warned you before and you're getting nothing. Adas came, you came down here when you were mashbeach me. I told you you're not going to be paid if you remove the chest. You're not going to be paid if you do the sarceress. So I warned you before and you can't be mechayv me now. Who cares about nana or not? Rabbi said, the whole machloik is only when you're nene. Even the pritfu will be maida, that if the macha shows that he's different than he wasn't nene, the navada, even the pritfu will be maida that you're pata. It's only because that he holds, in those cases, it was a vade nene, so he could be machayiv. But just be misayim, we're ready over time, just be misayim, is that there's a chuvis beis Yaakov in Kuf Memches that proves from a chuvis from Aram Riatenberg in the first Prague, Simon Lamites, like the Maria Levi and like the Aruch HaShulchan. Why? The Mitzvah's Maram, you can look it up over there. The Maram has a case that the guy was Nebuch took into Tfisa. They imprisoned him. And they wanted to be poidim. He says, don't be poidim me. I'd rather die of Kiddush Hashem. I'd rather this. I don't want to be poidim. I don't want to get out of it. I don't want to be redeemed. It's cost money. I don't want it. And they redeemed him by Korachai. It's like the Jews of Aram avadi mechayiv him for paying for the cost of the redemption. It's a svara pshuta. He says, Bechai Gavni has no right to object. Even when he is object, it's still a mitzvah latzilo, it's akonis nefarches, and he has no right to be ma'abed asas muladas. Memela vada, you could be mechayivim for the money. Then he brings another right that a person is stingy and he doesn't want to feed himself and he's starving himself. You have a right to lend him the money as a ploy. Kilo, you're giving it to him to matana, but you really have a mind to lend it to him. And then after he dies, you'll take it out of the Yerusha. Why? Because the person has tzar chayim, so even though you gave it, but what you're doing is you're being a yoyrid, you're being mashbichim, you're being mahanehim, and you have a right to be reimbursed and get it back. But what's this for the Miram? It's because even though he objected, he had no right to object. It's like honest nefesh is involved. So you could, but if he had the right to object, if he doesn't want his things to be saved, then he objects, you're going to get zilch. Zog to Beis Yaakov, therefore, if the case was that he objected, don't save my svarim, and the guy saved the svarim anyway, you're going to get zilch. I made the mechor beforehand, you're going to get zilch. Which is like the Aruch HaShulchan and Maria Levi. Rabbi said there's many more stories, and I want to flesh this out. We ran out of time. But in the next week, we'll have some story time. All right. Agud Tavok, Agud Nchaydish.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.